T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, I am so sick of virtual anything. Virtual press conferences, virtual meetings, virtual parties. Today, Max Scherzer was introduced to the New York Mets, which, by the way, it is, I mean, the Mets are the better team in New York. Let's be honest. And it's an exciting day. He put a Mets hat on. Max Scherzer. Hopefully he's relevant for at least 2 more seasons so we get something out of that contract. But the introductory press conference was a virtual. He was in front of his house. The wind kept blowing, so you could barely hear what he's saying. You had the GM at his house, the owner at the stadium, media calling their questions in. I'm sick of that. I want to go back to press conferences. Back to, you know, normal times. Let's go. Let's have a press conference. We can space it out. I mean, during the pandemic, we were able to still have Price is Right. They were able to spread people out during Price is Right, during Let's Make a Deal. As I mentioned, Hot Bench is still on. If we're going to have courtroom shows and game shows, we can have a press conference. That's what I'm saying. That's just... that's my stance here. 803-0930, star 930, talking about what would you, if you had to pick, would you pick a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate? Say you had no choice. You had to pick one or the other. 803-0930. And if you were vaccinated, why did you get vaccinated? And if you had to make that decision again, would you? 803-0930, star 930. We went from John on a cell phone, and he and I had a nice civil conversation. Let's go to Pat on a cell phone, who I think will also have a differing but civil conversation. Pat, long time no talk.
Well, I'm hoping so, Joe. Joe, I think I'd rather have the vaccine mandate. Hard and fast rules, so there's no ambiguity. I believe in old sayings, and I think one of them is the buck stops here. You could make excuses why you're not getting the vaccine, but what excuse are you going to make when you're laying an ECMC, one of the 46% that aren't vaccinated, if the rate is 38%, dying on my tax dollar? We're worried about Dr. Gail Burstein getting some overtime, but we're not talking about the cost that these non-vaccinated people are inflicting on us. And I'm wondering, I know you're going to think this is crazy, but when I go to dinner, I walk into the restroom and I see all employees must wash their hands before returning to work. And you know why that is? Because a long time ago, society realized that people shouldn't spread or inflict injurious health effects on innocent people, by accident or on purpose. So if we're going to get rid of the vaccine mandate, let's get rid of that thing where you got to wash, if you're a cook, you got to wash your hands after using the restroom. I mean, my body, my choice, right? How far are people willing to go with this?
Well, I think a little different if I'm going to the bathroom and then I don't even want to flirt with an FCC violation, Pat, but it's a little different than if I'm Poppy on Seinfeld. And going back to the kitchen without washing my hands, and not wearing a mask for my walk from the table to the bathroom. I mean, it's a little different. Again, Pat, I think people look at, when it comes to the mask mandate, people look at the ridiculousness of it. For the vaccine mandate, I think the pushback would be, what about those 38% that are in the hospital now after being vaccinated and still coming down with COVID-19? What if we go to a vaccine mandate? Aren't we still putting some of the population who is vaccinated at risk?
So we actually, the majority are non-vaccinated, and while it may be 38% in Erie County, I suspect the rates are lower in, well, not Niagara County and others. So we could cite Erie County, but you have to wonder and say to yourself, what kind of person wants to put themselves in that position? What kind of person wants to send their parents to their death? What kind of person wants to cause anarchy? And if you took the politics out of this, things would get a lot clearer. But when we have groups calling for anarchy, pull your kids out of school, don't wear masks. I mean, what's next? We're a representative democracy. You don't like what's going on, elect new people. Move to a state that it shares your point of view. But you just can't break the law because you want to.
I want to go back to, you know, you said we're talking about Dr. Burstein's overtime, and yes, we've focused in on that. And you say, how about the people we're paying for who are unvaccinated in the hospital? Do you have the same thoughts of people who are obese or who smoked who are taking up hospital beds?
I certainly do. I think that if you don't take care of yourself, your health insurance company, well, most of them don't want to pick you up. I think that if you're a smoker and you come down with lung cancer, please don't ask me to cover the cost of your bad behavior any more than you would expect me to pay for my bad behavior at your house if I jumped off your roof because I thought it was cool.
Well, Pat, you know what? I will say this. We may disagree, but I do appreciate and have a lot of respect that you are consistent.
Well, thank you, Joe. If nothing else, I'm consistent.
Well, Pat, and I always appreciate the insight. I always like seeing the other side, and I thank you for the time and the call.
I don't know that it's the other side, Joe. I think we agree on more than we disagree. But politics is separating us.
We can agree on that. I will agree that politics, either if you're conservative or liberal, I think politics on both sides of the aisle has gotten in the way of this, and I think it's been to our detriment.
And I want to second the last guy's call. I think you're probably the premier host that WBEN has.
Well, Pat, I do appreciate that. Thank you. We have great hosts here all around the clock on WBEN, but I always appreciate the compliment. 803-0930, star 930. What would you pick, the mask mandate or the vaccine mandate? And obviously, if you're just joining us, Joe Beamer hasn't, you know, changed his opinion. I am for no mandates. I don't think the government should have the right to mandate you to take a vaccine or to wear a mask. But I think we're getting close to this point, folks. We're getting close to this point in New York State. And what are you going to choose, the mask mandate or the vaccine mandate? 803-0930, star 930. Chris in the Falls has been very patient. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. Well, for the record, I don't like either one as a mandate. I also don't like hearing about things being banned. But I got the vaccine for a terrible reason, because I wasn't afraid to get it, right? I wasn't afraid of getting COVID, certainly wasn't afraid of getting the vaccine mandate, but I picked the mask as a mandate over the vaccine, because at some point you can choose to take the mask off. You put that vaccine in your arm, you know, maybe you didn't want to do it, maybe you had a reason, or maybe something goes south with it. You don't have the option to take it back out. So, you know, you're stuck with it. Whatever reason or whatever convinced you to do it, if you find out later that you were wrong, or maybe we all were, there's no pulling that back out.
That's true. That's a great point, Chris. And you know, I was the same way. I got that vaccine because I thought, hey, this is my key to normal. But apparently I was wrong.
Well, right. And same thing. I got mine at the time. New York State was going to say you didn't have to wear a mask anymore. So my company was going to say I didn't have to wear a mask anymore. I wasn't wearing it anyways, but at least now I wasn't in risk of being fired if I went and got this vaccine. So I did it. And then it was within 2 weeks that they said, oh, you got to put your mask back on again.
Yeah.
And now I'm one of, I would have, if I hadn't had the vaccine already, I'd be getting fired in 7 days.
Oh, geez.
I might have pushed it back, but right. But I'm one of those government contractors. So.
Oh man.
You know, my company is anyway. So
that would have been a hell of a holiday present. Hey, here, you're fired.
Well, that's what it is, right? If you work for a large company that does work for the government, you know, whether you're on a program that's for the government or not, you're getting fired. You get to use your vacation first for 40 days, I think, or maybe it was just 40 hours. I don't remember, but eventually it leads to layoff. So, you know, you're out of a job. And that's the only, you know, I think we're all sheep except for that fact. You know, I hate to lump myself in with the sheep, but I was. I said, well, you know, at the end of the day, I probably would have got it just for my family's well-being.
Chris, every time I bring up the vaccine, people on the text board call me a sheep. And I can't defend it. You're right. I got right in line and got the shot.
I guess. I mean, I hated doing it, right? But I just, I kind of had enough. And like I said, I wasn't scared of it, right? If I'm not scared of COVID hurting me, what the hell do I care about this shot hurting me? I've had a million vaccines for other reasons, for traveling and that. But that doesn't mean that someone else doesn't have a very specific reason for not doing it, and they shouldn't be forced to do it.
Right. Chris, I appreciate the call. That's Chris in the Falls. And I do want to say this. As much as we are saying, you know, against mandates and stuff, if you are immunocompromised, high risk, I always say this. I always say this disclaimer. Talk to your doctor. There are people out there that I do believe should be vaccinated, of course, if you are in the high-risk category. And I think this is a discussion you should have with your doctor. This is not the kind of thing you just listen to Dr. Gail Burstein or Dr. Fauci and take it to heart. You need to talk with someone who knows you. So I don't want to, you know, because, of course, you're going to get liberals on social media saying that WBEN is steering people away from the vaccine. That could not be further from the truth. You know, as someone who is vaccinated, I would never tell someone not to get the vaccine, but I would also not tell anyone what to do. You can urge all you want, but I am not a medical professional. Mark Poloncarz is not a medical professional. Dr. Gail Burstein is not your doctor. So you should not do or not do something because of what anyone else said. It should be something that you believe or something that your doctor has said, you know, you really should consider doing this because of your health. That's when it comes to the vaccine, those are the people you listen to. You listen to yourself, which I do a lot of, and you talk to your doctor. Those are the people you should be listening to. So I want to make that clear, and I want to put that disclaimer out there. I would never tell anyone not to get vaccinated. I would never tell anyone to get vaccinated. As you've heard, and someone always complains about me saying this, I would urge you to at least consider getting vaccinated. But that's not my job. And what I say or do should not influence you. Only you can make that decision. And you should not make that decision based on anyone else but you and a medical professional who knows your situation. These are the people you should be listening to. So I want to make that very clear because I throw out there. You shouldn't. What I say or do should not influence you. And the same goes for Mark Poloncarz. What he says or does should not influence you. It should be you and your doctor or a medical professional who knows your situation. These are the people you should be listening to. And I think I've been very consistent about that. Beamer in for Bowerly today and tomorrow. Thank you for hanging out with me. Really appreciate it. By the way, the Seahawks signed Adrian Peterson. So he's just making the tour. He went from the Titans. Now he's going out west to Seattle. That's got to stink, though. I always think about this with professional athletes. Like, you go from a team like the Titans that'll probably make the playoffs to the Seahawks, who pretty much were eliminated from the playoffs on Monday. I'm sure you get to play, have some fun. Seattle's got some great fans, but, I mean, you've just gone from a playoff team to a team that's probably going to be hitting the reset button very soon. So, interesting to see that move in the NFL. 803-0930. So what we are talking about here is, would you pick vaccine mandate or mask mandate? You got to choose one or the other. So suspend reality for a minute. And you are in a world where you had to pick mask mandate or vaccine mandate. I know a majority of you are against any mandates, as am I. But with reality, I think sooner than later, reality will be you have to pick one. And I'm interested to know, if you had to pick to live under either mandate, well, what would you pick? I like someone said I would pick Florida over the other mandates. I like that answer a lot. a lot of people, I'm telling you, Florida used to be the state everyone made fun of, but now everyone looks at Florida saying, yeah, you know, it's not too bad. You know, I think I'll go down to Florida. I think I'll go, and then I can make my own decisions. And it's so funny to hear, especially people from the left side of the aisle, talk about Florida like people just pretend COVID doesn't exist. No. In Florida, and you've heard Ron DeSantis talk about it, in Florida, yes, they take care of those who are high risk. They take care of those who are immunocompromised. But they let, for the most part, people make their decisions on how to live their life. That's how it's supposed to be. Like in Marilla. As the county executive said, businesses are selecting to have a mask mandate. Yes, a business should be able to make that call. A business should also be able to say, you do not need a mask to walk in here. That is the point. And I still am fascinated that he thought it was this huge own to the supervisor of Marilla. No, Mark, that's what the supervisor was doing, putting it in the hands of the businesses. Exactly what you should be doing as county executive. But you like the power. You keep reminding us you like the power. And there you go. But that statement was not the own. Those businesses are doing what the supervisor gave them the right to do. Make decisions for themselves. And that's something that the county executive should do because, again, look to a year ago. We had a spike in cases. We had 50% capacity, and we had a mask mandate. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Beamer in for Bowerly. One more segment. We are getting through all these calls when we come back on WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, come on. No one can say they don't like that song. New Edition, Candy Girl. What a great song. I know. I gotta play more Christmas music. That's all I listen to is Christmas music. And then we're thinking of bump ideas. And I see on my list of songs, Candy Girl, New Edition on one of my apps, most played songs. I'm thinking, you know, we should probably play some New Edition coming back here. It is Beamer. It is the Tom Bowerly Show. Beamer filling in for Tom Bowerly here on Hump Day. December 1st. Happy December, everyone. Hope you have those decorations up. Hope you have those movies picked out. Hope you're just having fun. That's what life's all about. 803-0930. If you had to choose, if you were in a world where you had to choose mask mandate or vaccine mandate, which one are you going to and why? And did you get the vaccine? What was the reason for your vaccine? Maybe it was a very simple reason. You're immunocompromised, you're high risk, or you want to protect your family. Is that why you got the vaccine? Were you like me? You wanted to get back to normal? More of a selfish reason of getting the vaccine? And if you could do it all over again, would you still get the vaccine? And this is a question that it's difficult to answer myself. I probably don't know. Like I said, I've been in situations where I was exposed to COVID, did not get sick, but that was situations when I was vaccinated. Also situations when I was unvaccinated, I was exposed to COVID and didn't get COVID. So, as we get more and more into this COVID world, you get more and more data and you look at Erie County hospitalizations. This is coming from Mark Poloncarz. 38% of hospitalizations are vaccinated individuals. And, again, I still urge people who are high risk to at least talk to their doctors about it. But I think it's something that definitely needs to be mentioned. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate. And with these mandates in place, I want to know from you, what one would you rather if you had to pick a vaccine or mask? Let's go to Mike in Clarence. Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? I personally would probably go with a mask mandate just because you can take it off. I told the board that I would go with neither, but I'm trying to, participate.
Well, Mike, I appreciate that. But yeah, of course, in a perfect world, and unfortunately, Erie County is not the perfect world, we wouldn't even have to have this discussion. We could be talking about Christmas movies right now.
Well, I actually wanted to respond to the second previous caller.
Pat?
Yeah, sort of the Elmer Fudd type. Look, this mandate is a top-down rule by decree. There was no vote. This is backed up with emergency use authorization. I don't even know if there's anybody you can even sue if something happens to you. And, I'm like you. I got the vaccine. I am vaccinated, but I was reluctant to do so. I was really upset about it, considering, me getting vaccinated was tied to my upward mobility. So I'm a young man. I don't believe that I'm a risk for COVID. But, I did it so I could get this job, and maybe I'm a sheep for this too. But I just, for people who are criticizing the unvaccinated, shouting them down, saying, do this for everyone else, do this for this person, for that person. This is a top-down, rule by decree, no vote, backed up by emergency use authorization. Now, people need to start brushing up on their history. Because if they're not, they're going to miss what's coming. And the mandates are coming back. They move the goalpost every time. Like you said, it was like, okay, I'll get the shots, and then I won't have to wear a mask. I'll be able to travel, And they just keep moving the goalpost.
Yep.
And, where does it stop?
Yeah. And Mike, it's a great question, because when you think we're at the end of the road, the road gets even longer. I appreciate the call, Mike and Clarence. And here's the thing I want to point out to people. We're in Erie County, all right? 70% of Erie County is vaccinated. You're listening to one of the most listened to radio stations in Western New York. So if we do the math, most of the people listening to my voice are vaccinated. And I think that's why it's fair to ask why you got vaccinated. And what was the reasoning for getting vaccinated? And I would assume most people were, I wanted to protect my family. I wanted to protect myself. Maybe you're high risk, immunocompromised. And that's great. That's the reason for the vaccine. But with everything we're seeing now, I do think people are going back going, well, I mean, maybe we could go back and say, did you do it for the reasons that turned out to be true? Which, Joe, did that make any sense? But like I said, for me, I got vaccinated to get back to normal. We had fireworks. I don't know if you missed them. We had fireworks all over New York State. COVID was over. And now here we are, December 1st, 2021, and mask mandates in Erie County, state of emergency in the surrounding counties. New York State probably going to go the same route. And here we go again. I mean, it's the bad movie that you can't change the channel. It reminds me of last year we did a staycation at one of the local hotels, and you could only get three stations on the TV, and there was a pretty bad movie on, but it was the only movie on. It was a movie and two shopping channels, so we couldn't turn the bad movie off. That's what we're living. This is the bad movie that we can't turn off. We're told, do this, you'll be protecting your family, and we'll move on. But now, again, what we're seeing, well, vaccinations in the hospital, vaccinated hospitalizations are up. Mask mandates are back, even though they did not work last year. I don't care what people say. They did not work last year. That's not a conspiracy opinion. Just look at last year's data. We had a spike through January last year. Believe me, I know people get upset when I say this, I believe that the vaccine does limit your severity for most people. Yes, I do. But how long? That's a great question. I believe that. I don't believe that the government should force you to do so. And I don't believe that it is for everyone. I'll tell you what I don't believe. I don't believe that the cloth mask that you are wearing over your face right now is protecting the person next to you. Why? Because we continuously see these outbreaks at places that are fully masked. Schools, retail places, offices that have mask mandates. We see COVID spreading through these places. So that is why people are upset with the mask mandate. I'll go back to the line I said last segment. The mask mandate is crippling businesses. It's not crippling COVID. COVID is still rising. So this measure is not working. That is something we know for a fact. You just have to look at the last year of data. That's all you have to do. Look at the last year of data, and you'll get your answer. 803-0930, star 930. Joan is in Buffalo. Joan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. For the sake of your show, I'm picking mask mandate, but I think people are taking this vaccine mandate way too lightly. What's not being discussed are severe side effects and even deaths that have occurred from people being forced to take this vaccine. We're talking about a gentleman's trying to compare this to washing your hands before exiting the bathroom, or restaurant workers. We're talking about substances being injected into the body. I mean, once it goes in, it's not coming back out. And it'd be interesting to talk to families who have lost loved ones, young people who were forced so they could go to college, attend college, and it's happened, but they don't talk about it. There's people who have died, blood clots from getting this vaccine. And, there's remedies and therapeutics for COVID, which are not being discussed.
Joan, that last point, I will agree. There are therapeutics. It's not being discussed, and they're being held back as well. And, whatever your opinion on the vaccine is, I just don't think the right way to approach it is to mandate. I'll go back to something the President Trump said on Black Friday on Fox Business. He said if he was president, more people would be vaccinated because it wouldn't be mandated. And, of course, our friends on the left on social media made fun of that comment. But think about it. Most people are resistant to something if they're being told to do it, if they're forced to do it. And that's just not the way to approach it. It's not the way to approach the vaccine. And now you've got people who are still on the fence, people who are saying they're not going to get vaccinated. Erie County trying to force you to get vaccinated. They don't want to punish the vaccinated. Forcing you to get vaccinated, but at the same time showing you that 38% of hospitalizations are people who have gotten the vaccine. It at least is a something to look at. And I look at the unvaccinated population. They made a choice. That's their choice. I don't know. That's their choice. It's their body. They have the right to make the choice to get vaccinated or not. They have their beliefs. And I will continue to say, no matter what I say, no one should go running out getting the vaccine because Joe Beamer got vaccinated. And no one should run out and get the vaccine because Mark Poloncarz told him to get vaccinated. And I'm sick of these politicians trying to tell people what medical decision to make. It's up to a person and consulting their doctor. It's not up to your administration to bully people into doing it. It's not up to government-related doctors. This is up to someone that knows you. That's the person you should be talking to. And I don't know. I mean, we're stressing vaccines, but I have yet for Erie County to stress a healthy lifestyle, something I know I've talked about many times on this show. But they won't, you know? I mean, where's Dr. Gail Burstein yesterday during that press conference talking about going outside and taking a 30-minute walk? Where's Dr. Gail Burstein telling you to go to the gym 4 or 5 days a week? No, actually, Erie County is telling you not to go to the gym. They have it as one of their high-risk exposure places. I mean, so get the vaccine and everything will be fine. Well, the numbers aren't telling us that. The numbers are telling us that if you are healthy, if you have a healthy lifestyle, if you're fit, that the effects of COVID, vaccinated or not, would be mild. But the county's not telling us that. The White House isn't telling us that. They're stressing vaccine, but they're not saying the other things you can do, like clean up your diet, go for a walk, go for a run, try to run a mile a day. But we're not doing these things. It's the vaccine. That's it. That's the only answer. And I'll be very surprised when this antiviral pill comes out, if they even mention it. I'm at a loss for words. But the fact that we're 2 years into this now, and not once have I seen Dr. Gail Burstein stand up there during her overtime and tell us that living a healthy lifestyle, those who have a BMI under 25 are in better shape when it comes to COVID-19. I have not seen that, or at least it helps when coming to COVID-19. Obviously, you have to factor in other immunocompromise and other factors. But I've never heard BMI mentioned at one of these press conferences. And I think that's also to the detriment of the population. But we're gonna try to force you to get the vaccine. And like I said, County Executive Poloncarz pretty much admitted that yesterday when he said, yeah, we know that COVID can spread between vaccinated people, but we don't want to punish those who are vaccinated. Here's the playbook, right? We're going to force you to get vaccinated. We're going to put these mandates in so you get in line and do what we say. That's what this is all about. Let's go to Jennifer in Hamburg. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. I just want real quick. I get so frustrated when people conflate arguments and blame the unvaccinated. I mean, I hate to say this, but this is from a person that is vaccinated. But you conflate the argument when you say that the unvaccinated should somehow be demonized because they're harming society. Well, it's been proven they aren't. If Mark Poloncarz could stand up in that press conference and tell me how many of the 666 people that tested positive for COVID were vaccinated versus unvaccinated people, they're telling us that statistic. And the reason is because there's probably more vaccinated people testing positive, way more than unvaccinated people.
Well, Jennifer, it would have to be. That's just simple mathematics. I mean, if you see 70% of Erie County is vaccinated and you have 600 people that are testing positive for COVID, simple math would tell you that at least half of those have to be vaccinated cases.
So let me just continue on with my...
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Yeah, I know. I get so frustrated when I hear people demonizing the unvaccinated. So what I'm telling you is that now that we know that I go out in public, I'm vaccinated, I am not protecting anybody from getting the disease from me because I potentially could have it and spread it. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, if I'm not getting as many symptoms as vaccinated people are from the illness, potentially I don't even know I have it. And I've had a lot of friends that have gotten it. By the way, 20 people that I know over the last 2 months have gotten COVID. All vaccinated, 2 people have died. fully vaccinated people have died that I know from COVID in the last 2 weeks that were fully vaccinated. So they have both had bad comorbidities, I will say that. But the statistics, even the statistics that are put out in the Buffalo News, if you read the statistics a week ago, they said 62% of the people in the ICU were fully vaccinated.
Wow.
I suspect they had severe comorbidities. So what
and Jennifer, I'm sorry, but we do have to leave it there because we are up against the end of the show. I do appreciate that. But this is something we talked about with Corey Hogan yesterday. We'd love to see those numbers. Cases separated by vaccinated and unvaccinated. By the way, does anyone know what's going on in Williamsville right now? My wife told me there is a helicopter circling around near our apartment building, and I just got on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board someone saying, any news on the high-speed chase in Williamsville? Does anyone know what's going on in Williamsville right now? Maybe something Alan will have information on. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know. But my wife said there's a helicopter circling around near our building, and now someone just texting in, any news on the high-speed chase? Be interesting to see what is going on in in Williamsville, and obviously we will get that information to you as soon as we know it. But that is very, very interesting, and hoping that no one is injured and that it comes to a solution where no one is injured or even worse. So I'm hoping that no one's in harm's way with what's going on in Williamsville. We will keep you updated. Beamer in for Bowerly. I'll be back tomorrow at 2 on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.